And today we're talking about the Heart and Stroke Foundation commemorating Valentine's Month. And with that, Sean Asani, good morning. Welcome to the show this morning. And oh, we're a couple of days away from Valentine's Day. Hope you're keeping well.
I am keeping well, Wayne. Thank you so much. And how are you?
We are
already in the month of Valentine and love.
Indeed. And the question this morning is, why is the Heart and Stroke Foundation of SA commemorating Valentine's Month?
The Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa is commemorating Valentine's Month because this is a perfect opportunity for us to spread the word about heart health. You know, when love is in the air and also people are more focusing on the love and the heart. So this is a better time to talk about loving our hearts, because a lot of people will be listening to their hearts, sharing their love with their loved ones. A heart disease and stroke, there are major health concerns in South Africa. But the good news is that many of them are preventable if people follow healthier guidelines. So our campaign encourages people to take care of their hearts through health eating habits like health food, exercising, stopping vaping as well as smoking, avoiding alcohol, and managing blood pressure as well as other chronic conditions that they might be having. So we are also using this time to raise funds for our education as well as our prevention programs, because we are an NGO that depends on donation as well as funding to do the job that we are doing. So by supporting us, you will be helping us to make a difference in communities across country. So let us use this Valentine month to show our hearts some love as well as to prioritize our health.
And that sounds very interesting. And of course, you know, we've been supporting the Heart and Stroke Foundation for a number of years. But for listeners who may not know, what is the role of the NPO, the Heart and Stroke Foundation of South Africa?
The Heart and Stroke Foundation of South Africa, for those that are not aware, it is a national non-government non-profit organization that has been working since 1980 to reduce the death as well as the disability from cardiovascular disease. So when I say cardiovascular disease, I mean heart disease as well as stroke. So this also includes all cardiac conditions as well as cerebrovascular disease, like all types of stroke. So the foundation also focuses on the drivers of heart disease and stroke, which includes raised cholesterol, high blood pressure, high cholesterol levels, as well as behavioral risks such as smoking, vaping, tobacco, excessive alcohol use, poor nutrition intake, as well as lack of physical activity. So just for the listeners to notice that every day, about 225 South Africans, they die from heart attacks, heart disease, as well as strokes, and minimum life also with the law, they also have faced a long-term disability because of these diseases. So the Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa, it exists so that we can help to prevent this disease, empower people with information and tools to lead a healthier life, as well as making healthier choices easier for them, and also to encourage people to seek early care when needed, because when people seek early care, they are able to find any conditions, or they are able to recognize if one of the values they are elevated, then they can start treatment as early as possible. So a key part of our work, it includes a community outreach program, particularly in underserved communities, that focuses on early detection of risk factors through screening, health education, and community-based interventions. The foundation also helps to identify conditions such as high blood pressure, elevated blood glucose, high cholesterol, as well as enabling timely referral and management to reduce the risk of heart disease and stroke. The reason for this is because a lot of people, if they are not sick, they don't get time to get to the hospital to get out or to the clinics to get their BP cholesterol tested. But if we, as the Heart and Stroke Foundation, goes into the community, they are able to be aware, and most of them, when they see us, they would want to come to us and see us. And when they test, they're able to recognize if there is abnormalities with the blood pressure, blood glucose, or cholesterol. And also we refer them for further treatment if elevated, but we also offer them counseling.
Right, right. And Sean Asani, if you can tell us about the Valentine campaign, and why does the foundation focus its major fundraising and awareness drive during Valentine's month?
So this Valentine month, the Heart and Stroke Foundation is launching our Heart to Heart Check campaign, which is an initiative to raise awareness as well as funds for heart health. So February, the month that associated with love, provides the perfect opportunity to remind South Africans to care for the heart, while also enabling us to reach communities with limited access to health services and education, as well as emphasizing the importance of preventing cardiovascular disease. The reason for this is because, as I mentioned earlier on, is that cardiovascular and cerebrovascular conditions, they remain the leading cause of death in South Africa. Yet research shows that up to 70 to 80% of cases that are preventable through health choices, including balanced nutrition, regular physical activity, avoiding tobacco and vaping, as well as limiting excessive alcohol intake. So through a range of nationwide activations, including our school programs, community events, and corporate partners, we raise funds to support our health promotion and disease prevention initiative, ensuring that most South Africans have knowledge as well as resources to protect their hearts and brain. And also the other thing is that since the heart is associated with love, and also the heart and brain, they are connected. Mm-hmm. So it's the perfect month for the foundation to disseminate health knowledge in order to implement our programs. We also need to raise our funding to improve our efficiency as well as our reach to those that need these services.
And on that note, why is investing in the Heart and Stroke Foundation's preventative initiatives important in saving lives and reducing this burden?
Investing in us, or as the Heart and Stroke Foundation of South Africa, in prevention as well as stroke promotion initiative, is critical because it helps reduce the burden of cardiovascular disease as well as save lives. So by promoting healthier diets, regular physical activity, and heart-brain healthy behavior, the foundation also addresses the key modifiable risk factors for cardiovascular disease, such as hypertension, dyslipidemia, obesity, as well as physical activity, inactivity. So evidence shows that physical activity, it can reduce the risk of coronary heart disease by 30% and stroke by 10 to 20%. So when we teach people about the importance of physical activity and what it can do, then the community will be awake, they will start partaking in those physical activity because they will be aware of the benefits that they will get from health eating or physical activity. The other thing also, our prevention initiative, they also reach communities with limited access to health education and services, as well as empowering individuals to make a sustainable lifestyle changes that protect their long-term heart as well as brain health. So also through education, community programs, as well as public awareness campaign, diet and stroke intervention not only prevent disease, but also it elevates the long-term social and economic impact of cardiovascular disease. So investing in prevention is therefore not only a matter of saving lives, but also a cost-effective strategy to reduce the burden of heart disease and stroke across South Africa, as well as to reduce the number of people that are being admitted and hospitals and empower people to be more effective.
And that's prevention being better than cure would be the way you're looking at it. And Shonisani, what programs does the foundation offer to the public, and how do you sustain these programs as a non-profit organization?
The Foundation as a health non-profit is reliant on donor funding as well as donations from partners, collaborators that assist us in reducing the burden of cardiac condition and stroke through the programs we run, which is primarily targeted in the community who have limited access to health services as well as health education. So the Heart and Stroke Foundation runs a range of health promoting programs, including health promotion health risk assessment program, where they conduct screening for blood pressure, glucose, cholesterol, BMI, and waist circumference. They also offer health talks, community outreach, workplace wellness programs, and counseling. We also have our other program called Nutrition Science Program, which provide evidence-based nutrition guidance, as well as cardiovascular health update. We also do informative webinars, support health eating campaigns, and also lead initiatives like health talk shop programs. We also have a public relations and communication program, which delivers clear health information to the public, packaging complex medical messages into understandable health tips as well as campaign. We also have our Heartmark endorsement program, where we work with manufacturers to endorse healthier food products so that consumers can be able to make healthier choices as well as informed choices with the product that have a low in fat, low in sugar, low in salt, as well as sometimes high in fiber. We also have support groups as well as educational initiatives such as our Mended Heart and Stroke groups and our First Heroes, which is a stroke symptom education to help survivors, caregivers, and the public to be more aware about how they can live after stroke and what they can be able to do to eat healthy and also to rehabilitate them after stroke.
Right, and that's the important part. And then, Shonisani, what kinds of activities is the foundation hosting across the country during Valentine's Month? And, I mean, that's probably the fun part about your campaigns is getting involved with Valentine.
Yes, it is a fun part because we will be around, doing a different activation around the nation. So this, as I've mentioned, our heart-to-heart campaign, some of the activities that we'll do will include event fundraising, where we collaborate with shopping centers and other partners to raise funds. We'll also be having school programs where we go to school to educate learners about promoting heart and brain health among children. We'll also be in the community where we'll be doing health talks as well as risk assessment screening across the country. We are also partaking in a marathon where we support those that will be running so that we are also empowering people to be able to see the importance of physical activity. Overall, this activity, they aim to raise awareness about cardiovascular disease and stroke, as well as promote healthier behaviors and support research and community programs. So all proceedings that we'll get from this, they will go towards the Heart and Stroke Foundation initiative to combat heart disease as well as stroke in South Africa.
Okay, and so Shonisani, the last question for today is, how can listeners support the foundation and show some healthy heart love this Valentine's month?
The listeners, they can make a difference and show your heart health, heart love to those around you by donating on our foundation. They can go to our website at www.heartfoundation.co.za/donate/, where they can be able to donate to our foundation. We also request members of the public to support any of our activities throughout the month of February by purchasing items that we'll be selling or giving donation using our QR code for SNAP, scan, SEPA, or card payments or direct deposit into the foundation website. Okay. So into the foundation account. If they need more information, they can call us on 021-422-1586 or email us at heart@heartfoundation.co.za.
Okay, well, there's all the contact details. Shonisani, thank you very, very much, and have a good Valentine month, and we'll chat again next week, Tuesday, as we progress into the month of love.
Thank you so much, Wayne. We'll chat again next week. Have a blessed week with the listeners.
Thank you very much. That's Shonisani Nepalama, the Nutrition Science Leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And